Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey Hamecham. So we were introduced to Hamecham in Mishnah Gimel. The truth is, I want to make a correction. Hamecham is not a pot. Earlier I said it was a pot of hot water. Hamecham is an urn used to boil up hot water. A kadeir is a pot. Hamecham is a urn. Hamecham. So you have this urn that you boiled it up with, you boiled in it hot water. Shepino, that you removed it from the fire. Now it's sitting on your counter. You cannot put cold water into the pot. Here it's talking about adding a little bit of cold water because you want to cook up the cold water. In order to cook up the cold water, because that'd be a problem of cooking, even though the urn's not on the fire, because the urn is a kli rishon, it's a first utensil, it has the water in it, and it's bubbling hot, it'll end up cooking the cold water that you add to it, and that's prohibited on Shabbos. Aval, nosin hu l'tocho, if you're going to put a lot of cold water into the urn in one shot in order to cool down the urn and make the water warm, that's permitted. It's not a problem of cooking. Because you're adding so much cold water in one shot, it's not going to cook the cold water. If anything, it'll just cool down the hot water, and that's okay. Or if you poured from the urn into a cup, so now it's in a kli sheni, it's in a second kli, and the rule is whenever it's in a second kli, it can't cook. So even if you put in a tiny bit of cold water into that kli sheni, we're not concerned that a tiny bit will get cooked, because once the water is transferred from the urn into a kli sheni, it does not have the power anymore to cook. Ha'ilpas, a frying pan, vakadera, or a regular pot, shehaviran mutachan, that you removed it from the flame when it was boiling hot, lo yitin letochan tavlin. So this frying pan or pot is sitting on your counter, it's boiling hot. You can't put spices in it on Shabbos. Why? Because as long as the water in that pot is Yad Soledes, it's so hot that if you were to touch it with your hand, you'd jump backwards, it could still has the power to cook. And even though it's not on the fire, it'll cook the spices on Shabbos. Aval, but nosin hu l'tocha ka'ara, if you pour it from the frying pan or from the pot, this boiling hot water, into your serving bowl, then you can put the spices into the serving bowl, because now you're in a kli sheni, and a kli sheni is not mevashel, cannot cook. They used to have these, you know, giant bowls they would use to dish out to all the guests. So when you transferred it from the original pot into the tamchoy, then you could put the spices into the tamchoy, into this big, you know, giant guest bowl. Because again, it's in a kli sheni, it's in a second kli, and it cannot cook the spices anymore. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, lakolo nosin, you can put the spices even in the original pot, as long as it's not on the fire. Because he says, if it's not on the fire, it's not going to cook. Even though it's still a kli rishon, he's not concerned. He's more lenient. Except, he'll say, chutz midavar sheish bo chometz v'tzir, if you have something which is very, very sharp, like vinegar or fish brine. So the truth is, he's not concerned that the vinegar or the fish brine will get cooked. He says that the vinegar or the fish brine will actually make the water in the pot get hotter, because they're so sharp, and then they'll be cooking the water. That's a problem. But regular spices, he says, is permitted, and you can put it in your first, in a kli rishon, as long as it's not on the fire. We don't paskin like a Yehuda. Of course, we say you can't put spices in your initial pot. You can only put it in your serving bowl, in the kli sheni. But we will say that regarding salt, you could even add it to the kli rishon, because it's not going to get cooked up, as long as, of course, the kli rishon is not on the fire. Mishnah Vav. Now we're actually going to jump into the halachas of muktzah. Ein nosin kli tachas haner. So you have this ner as a candle, but what it also means is that you have a candle holder holding the candle. So you have this candle holder, inside there's oil, and then you have a wick, and it's burning. You have your flame lit. So you want to put a kli neck underneath the candle. Why? L'kabel bo'os ha-shemen. Because this candle is dripping oil, and you want to catch the shemen. You want to catch the oil. Now, the reason why you can't do this is because the oil is really muktzah. It's muktzah that's set aside just for the flame. And now what happens is that once this oil drips into your kli, you're going to make your kli muktzah. And you cannot take a kli and remove its status on Shabbos, meaning if you have a kli which is permitted, right? Permitted to move it around. And then you put it under a flame and starts catching oil, the oil is muktzah. And if it falls into the permitted kli, it'll make the permitted kli a muktzah. You can't do that. You can't make a permitted kli into a muktzah kli on Shabbos. So therefore, if you have a flame burning and the oil is dripping, you just have to watch that oil drip to the floor. You can't put a kli underneath it to catch the oil, because then you'll be making your kli into a muktzah kli once it catches the shemen, once it catches the oil. V'im nosno mi ba'od yom. However, you can't put the second kli to catch the oil on Shabbos, like we said, because it's going to catch all the mukta oil and make the kli itself mukta. But if you put it mi ba'od yom before Shabbos, then mutter, it's not a problem, because you put it there before Shabbos, and we're not concerned that you might come and move that kli on Shabbos. You see the oil dripping in it, you know not to move it, and therefore that's permitted as long as you do it before Shabbos. Excuse me. V'ein ne'osen mimenu. The rule is that it's asur lehanos b'Shabbos ben ha'shemesh and the ner. If you have a candle and the oil is dripping on Shabbos, it doesn't matter where it's dripping, you cannot have any pleasure from that oil. You can't use that oil and start smearing your chapped hands, because that oil was designated for the flame, and that oil is mukta, so you can't have any pleasure from the oil. It's not prepared. It wasn't prepared to use as, you know, salad oil or smearing oil. Smearing is a whole other problem. You can't smear on Shabbos, but the point here is that it was set aside only to be used as a flame. And therefore, if you wanted to use this for your salad, you know, you can't use it for your salad. You can't use it for anything else because it was set aside for the ner. Metaltalin ner chadash. If you have a candle holder that's brand new, you never used it, and there's no oil in it, there's no wick in it, even though it's designated for candles, if it was brand new, you didn't use it yet, then you can move it around, because now it's not considered muktzah yet. You didn't use it yet for your ner. Avalo yashan. If you have an old candle holder, even though it wasn't lit this Shabbos, it was lit, you know, 2 months ago, that's also to move it on Shabbos. We say it's muktzah. Why? Because since you already used it for adlaka, for lighting, it's not, you know, befitting to be used for anything else. And in your mind, you have set it aside only for candle lighting. They explain over here, it's even muktzamach masmias. It's like a disgusting level because it gets all oily and ichy, and there's different levels of muktzah like we learned in the introduction to the Masechta Shabbos. So here they call it muktzamach masmias. It gets disgusting from the oil, and even in old, even though you didn't light a candle on it, the Shabbos, because it was used in the past, then it's designated for candle lighting, and it has a din of muktzamach masmias of getting all oily and ichy, and therefore you can't move it around on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kol aneres metaltalin." No, you can move any kind of candle you want. Chutz ben aner hadolik b'Shabbos, except from the candle which is lit. If it's lit, you can't move it because it's holding the flame. You might extinguish the flame, or it's you know, it's the base of the actual candle holder is a bussus. It's a base to the flame itself, and you can't move a base which is holding a flame. So when there's an actual flame, you can't move the ner, but all the candle holders, whether they're new, whether they're old, as long as there's no fire in it, he says that you can move it around, it's not a problem. Nos and kli takas haner, you could put a kli underneath a candle. The kabel and itotos, we said earlier, you can't put it there to accept the oil. That's a problem, because the oil is muktzah, and it'll make the kli muktzah. But you could put a utensil there to accept the nitzotzos, meaning if you have a flame which is sparking and you're afraid it's going to burn down the house. So you could put a utensil there because it'll just catch the spark, and the spark is nothing. It's ein bo mamish. It's nothing really there. It catches and it evaporates. And even, you know, you can even move around this kli afterwards because that's not considered receiving an actual muktzah item. So you can put a kli under a ner if the fire is dancing to capture the sparks. Velo yitain letocho mayim. However, you can't put water into this utensil. And we're not just talking about on Shabbos, even Erev Shabbos. Why? Because with neshu mechabe, you think that you want to make sure that this, you know, the sparks don't go anywhere, so you want to put water there. But what happens is, even if you put the water there before Shabbos, you're going to hasten the extinguishing of the flame when the flame goes into it on Shabbos. And that's a problem of kibbutz, extinguishing a fire on Shabbos. Therefore, whether you put the water on Shabbos or before Shabbos, that will be prohibited because you're going to hasten the extinguishing of the flame on Shabbos. So that's prohibited. But to put a regular utensil there, an empty utensil, you know, like just a pot that's going to catch the dancing flames, and nothing's just going to, you know, maintain it so it doesn't go anywhere else, that's permitted, and you can even move that pot on Shabbos because it's not receiving anything tangible, and therefore it does not become muktzah. And this concludes Perek Gimel.